Welcome back. I do have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with a couple of ISU students about an upcoming event. We have with us Connor Zajia. How did I do, Connor?
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
And Will C. Miller. Will, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, it's nice to visit with you, gentlemen. You've been to Red Oak at this point. How many times have you been to Red Oak? Three, four, five times?
We've been there, let's see, three times.
Okay.
So far.
And you've studied, you've had community meetings, you've walked through the community and the floodplain in Red Oak, right? You've done all these things. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, at a point to make some sort of presentation to the community, right?
Yeah, so Thursday, May 7th, 5:30 to 7:30, we have a presentation at 6 p.m. at the high school auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
We'll essentially be bringing the entire planning cohort in to kind of explain the purpose of the housing analysis and study, as well as the plan. So we're really excited.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Connor.
We started our first trip in Red Oak was actually a community engagement meeting that mm-hmm. we held in, was it the Agora Cafe?
Sure.
Downtown?
Yep.
And in the YMCA uptown. So we held these public meetings and we essentially explained our purpose there to the public, saying, you know, we're going to be here walking around, doing some assessments on the town, and we just want to learn more about you. So that's kind of where we started. And then we continued with that with an actual housing assessment, to where we walked down the streets of the town. We were taking pictures of houses and kind of just doing assessments on the conditions. You know, how does the siding look? How does the roof look? How mm-hmm. does the even the stairs look? Just kind of getting a profile on what these houses in Red Oak look like.
So just curious, any surprises in that process?
I'd say the biggest surprise for me was sidewalks.
Yeah.
We paid a lot of attention to the sidewalks in Red Oak.
Okay.
There was a lot of variability all across the town in terms of how they looked. But, you know, we found a lot of interesting information just
yeah.
with every aspect of homes.
I think for me, Red Oak has a really unique housing stock.
Mm-hmm.
There are some really beautiful homes, historic homes around where our study area was. And I think I was more thrilled by the fact that you have this beautiful bit of architecture, and the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was so kind. You know, it's not every day you see a whole bunch of, you know, students from out of town walking around taking pictures of houses. But
right.
I think once you kind of explain what we're doing here, I think people kind of welcomed us with open arms. So
just help me understand the way this, I'm just curious about, I'm calling it a class. That's probably incorrect terminology, but you have 20-ish students, juniors and seniors, and maybe some graduate students as well. You've been to the community now three, four times, gathered all this data. You brought it back into the classroom, and then do you all discuss it? Do you work with the data? How do you come up with now this plan that you're going to present to the community?
Yeah, first of all, spot on. It is a class. It's a studio that we've been working on, so we're taking this for credits too. And,
sure.
Really get a learning experience out of this, but yeah, essentially what we do is we gather this massive amount of data, you know, from our public engagement meeting, from our housing assessments, from, you know, even data of the city that we order online. And we kind of get this profile of the city, kind of learn all kinds of information that we can about it. And we essentially try to organize it into a plan that creates recommendations for the city
mm-hmm.
in order to, like, help enable the city government to maybe make some improvements around
mm-hmm.
town. So, you know, we do these condition assessments. We look at housing stock, housing age, assessor's value, like the homeowner value. And we kind of just say, what can we do here to make the lives of the people in Red Oak
mm-hmm.
a little better?
Okay.
And create recommendations. And that's what our final presentation on May 7th is going to be. It's going to be all of our thoughts and all of our recommendations presented to the town for them to give feedback for us too.
How many students will be presenting at the meeting on Thursday, May 7th?
That'll be all 20 of us.
Okay. Wow. Big presentation then, huh? So it's at the auditorium, the Red Oak Auditorium. Most people know where that's at in Red Oak. If you're interested in this, for sure go to the school and you go to the auditorium. What's that evening going to be like? Just come in, sit down. Will there be information for me to look at? What's it look like?
Come in, sit down. It should be very casual. We really want to encourage questions, concerns. I think what we kind of are priding ourselves on is the amount of time we've taken to be in Red Oak, learn about the city, and really just try to be as much of a help as we possibly can. So yeah, it's a casual event. I think all questions are welcome. Bring your significant others, your children, your friends, even for people outside of the community. I think the main goal of this plan is to be a base map for other likewise communities in Iowa around the area. And so, you know, we want more people to come. We want people to hear about the plan and understand the challenges and the risks and the benefits of creating a plan that deals with this specific type sort of issue.
Just curious, is it fun gathering all this data, walking in the community, talking to people, having some people say, "What are you doing in my yard?" and all those. I mean, is it kind of fun?
we've had a lot of fun in Red Oak. It's been the highlight of my semester. It's not every day you get to go to a small town. I mean, we did homestays with local residents here. You know, it's been nothing short of enjoyment. So I've been having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, just on that, you know, when we were doing our housing assessments, I remember I was walking around. This one lady leans out of her window on the second floor of her house. She goes, "What are you guys doing?" And yeah, Avenue, we say we're taking pictures, we're doing a housing assessment. She goes, "Well, how can I help you guys?"
Yeah.
And that was just such a remarkable thing to see, a community that cares so much about their neighbors that they see these people walking around that they don't know and they might not trust, but their first instinct is to help because they love their town that much. And that's honestly been the most fun and rewarding part of this whole process.
Very cool. We are visiting with Connor Zajia and Will C. Miller, ISU students. They're going to be presenting on May 7th. Again, if you would, gentlemen, tell me when the meeting is, where it is, and invite people to come and attend the meeting.
Yes, please show up Thursday, May 7th, 5:30 to 7:30. The presentation will be at 6 p.m. at the Red Oak High School Auditorium. We really want to see everyone there. It should be a great time. So,
very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.